Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. I am so excited that I was able to interview Madison for my podcast. She is a non-speaker who communicates using the letter boards with her communication partner. She also does say sometimes what she spells. So it's interesting. I also work a lot with Oliver. I'm hoping to interview him sometime soon. When I work with him, his mom is saying the letters that he's spelling. And so it's interesting with Line A and Madison, she's not, but sometimes she might say the word that Madison just spelled and Madison will repeat it, or sometimes Madison will just say the word she just spelled. So I'm also going to put up a YouTube video for this podcast in case you want to see what is happening while Madison is communicating. It's fascinating to watch. And what always amazes me when I'm interacting with spellers is the patience that they have to have with themselves. Their communication partners have to have patience. I have to have patience. It's so amazing. The motivation they have to communicate helps them to stick with it. I was trying to debate, should I clean up some of the sounds that Madison makes? And then I decided, no, I'm just going to leave it unedited, and you can hear sometimes she'll say C is for crying, and I think that's just a way that she processes her emotions if she's frustrated. I'm not really sure, but she says that a few times throughout the interview. She's not crying. Maybe it helps her not cry. I'm not really sure. I didn't dive into that, but just know this podcast interview is with a non-speaker who actually speaks while she spells sometimes. And sometimes you'll hear her communication partner say what she just spelled. Again, that's why I think it might be fun for you to go watch this interview if you're not used to working with non-speakers. I'll put that link on the blog post as well as the transcript, which I will clean up a little bit so it'll be easier to just see Madison's answers to the questions. All right, let's just dive right in. All right, well, I'm so excited. And Maddie, do you like to be called Maddie or Madison?
Madison.
Madison. Okay. All right. Well, Madison, I'm so excited to have you here today, and Line A also, who is Madison's communication partner. So I would love it, Madison, if you could just introduce yourself, tell people a little bit about you and what your life is like.
Hi.
My. Go ahead.
Where is words? Words!
My. Name.
Name.
Word.
Is.
Yep, you know what it is.
Medicine. Medicine.
Go.
Go.
And
I
am.
Am. Brand.
A.
A. Yeah.
Yep.
Young. Young. Yelling.
Young.
Young.
Woman.
See it for crying.
Who?
Who?
Loves.
Loves. My. People.
Okay, anything else?
Done.
Okay.
Okay, I love that.
Awesome.
Well, Madison, I love that you can communicate with us through spelling and even verbally. I hear you saying words. Awesome. I would like to know what has been the most rewarding or good part about spelling?
See if a crying is barren
Express.
as breath,
By the way, yep, expressing.
expressing
Word.
my thought,
And.
and music,
Feet.
feelings. See if I'm crying,
Two.
too.
Two.
Is words, words.
To every
One.
good job.
I love that. Yes,
Music.
that must feel
Yay.
so good to be able to express your thoughts and feelings to everyone. I love that. I would love to talk to you about the Hill and communicating with people there. So I am curious, did you know about the Hill before the telepathy tapes came out?
Oh, Tilly. Bye bye.
Word.
Yes. See if I'm crying.
Yes, I did.
See if I'm crying.
It's a frame
Frame.
of
Of
mind
mind
mm. For
form
me.
me done. Oh,
Okay. All right, so you did.
on.
And you're saying the Hill is like a frame of mind for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love that. I am curious because I know there's some non-speakers that either didn't know about the Hill before telepathy tapes or even today maybe don't know about the Hill yet. Any thoughts about why some non-speakers know about the Hill and some don't?
Hold in the center.
I think
Think
for
for
us.
us, it's
A.
a
Constant
constant stay
state
state
word of
of
mind.
mind.
Go ahead, and then for us,
See if a
our
crying.
speakers. It's
It's
a
a
discussion.
Discussion.
That.
That.
N.
Nice.
Need.
Neats. To.
B.
Be.
Keep going, finish without.
See if for crying. Head.
With
With.
you.
You.
So this is something that we were just discussing earlier with Emma and Jay. So the question was asked as far as the hill, and Maddie had answered that the hill and the spirit world are the same. Essentially, it's all around. We kind of asked Maddie like what her role is.
Music.
And Maddie had spelled that she sees all that comes and goes on the hill. And I guess to sum it up for us on this side of the veil, just like they have to motor plan to do things and say things, the discussion that we have to have helps our minds to understand the things that they already live, already, exist in, and so forth. Maddie and Che talk all the time. Maddie, she knows Che, she knows, just like she spelled with Emma, she knows all and sees all that is coming and going. And so I think for Maddie, she's pretty open. So if you have any questions, she can answer any and all questions. So for us, when we have the discussion, it helps us to kind of come, help our minds to come closer, which is kind of what she spelled that when we have these discussions, it helps bring our minds closer to each other, like their world and our world. And there's like the bridge that Maddie helps to gap close the gap in our discussion in having to bring our minds closer to understanding each other more.
Yeah, so I guess I could also even understand, like, with some non-speakers, if they don't know about the hill, like having discussions about it, learning about it just opens their mind to the possibility, and then they're able to connect with it more easily.
Yeah, and I think what Maddie's saying is that the hill, she said that the hill is home for her. So it's one and the same. Like whether there's a veil here or not, the hill is here. It's all around. The spirit world is here. It's all around. Because the veil is so thin for her, she sees everybody. And everybody sees her and they converse like you and I do now. And so we may not see it, but, and even like the kids who their disability here on Earth is like their superpower on the other side of the veil. And so, us being able to just have these conversations to be able to learn, and have our enlightenment brought up higher toward them, I think, because I've always told Emma, like, we're catching up with them. Like, Maddie's favorite language, I think I may have said to you, is the Adamic language, and we're just kind of catching up to that. And so I think we have to learn. There's this the holier, higher way, and we are just coming to learn that and getting up to that level.
All right. So that then brings me to this next question. Madison, what do you think about spirit to spirit communication? What are your thoughts about that?
It's the most
Pure.
pure
Language.
language. See if we're crying.
Yeah, I love that. It's the most pure language. So I do have a follow-up question because when I'm doing spirit-to-spirit sessions, sometimes my clients or will talk to, like I'll hear words in my mind, but sometimes they'll give me like a packet of information, meaning like I'll just get like imagine a folder full of all the information. Like there's pictures and words, and it's like, and it just like drops in my head. So it's like faster than talking, sort of. So I'm just curious about that, like images or packets of information with spirit to spirit. Any insights on that?
So we have discussed this, and it's, I think, for your understanding and the way that you process it is probably faster in images. So I believe that when you have spirit to spirit with a certain person, you picture them like in the hills of Scotland or whatever, because that is how you guys will converse on a purer level compared to if the person that you're speaking to and Maddie were to speak. It would look different for everybody.
Sure.
We had discussed how, well, Maddie, I think it was Drew that had asked the question, is there anything that differentiates the hill? That was a question. And Maddie had spelled that the gist of it was a lot of things differentiate due to the spirit. And so it could be the spirit that I have in addition to the spirit that the autistic person has. And so if we have the spirit, we'll be able to talk freely, like on the same plane, you know what I mean? And so
Right.
you being able to have those spirit to spirit conversations is again another level that I would have to like learn, you know? And so I think it's just a beautiful thing. Maddie loves the conversations that we have because it helps us, again, to bring our understandings closer together, where she doesn't have to work so hard to, because we're motor planning our own, our own minds to like catch up to them.
I would love to know, Madison, if you have any advice for me as I'm doing spirit to spirit sessions. What advice do you have for me?
You
You
are
are
a
a
natural.
natural.
Go ahead. Always
Always having
have
have his
spirit
spirit
with
with
you.
you.
Thank you. Yeah, I always do. I always pray before each session and try to get in that really like connected space with God and Jesus and then go talk to the kids. So, yeah, awesome.
I think it's safe to say that, well, Maddie's already spelled this, that Jesus is there. Just like he
Yeah.
is here beside us, here with us now, he's there. And Maddie has said that Jesus is her best friend. BFFs here.
Yeah, which is how we should all, it should be for all of us, right? Like, yeah,
Exactly.
for sure. Oh, I love that. Okay. So in this part, I'm referring to something I'm reading from a conversation they had had earlier in the day with Emma and Jay about not knowing everyone on the hill. Well, interesting. So I like how you guys talked about friends and like how people meet each other. And Emma expressed her confusion. Why hasn't Jay met him yet, this specific person? And Madison said, friends on the hill are so much different from our understanding. And line eight, you said, can you put it into words that we can understand? We form friendships through our minds and souls. Okay, so that's interesting. And the way that I saw it almost was just like here on Earth, where if we don't know somebody yet, usually we'll meet them because we interact for some reason, either because a friend's like, oh, here, come meet this person, or if it's, maybe we work with them or whatever. So that makes sense that it would be similar on the hill. You don't just, I mean, Madison might know everybody, because she's so open and the veil's so thin, but other kids might still just need to meet people through other people.
Right. Yeah. I guess for lack of a better term. Yes. In those terms, yes. I feel like for them, and because we need to have like our minds need to just open up more, it will be as easy as just saying hi or even just smiling, that just coexisting on that level and on that plane will just be so easy for us. And because we have so many disabilities in our minds, because the veil is, I guess the veil is the disability for us. We, have a harder time seeing what they see, talking how they speak, to each other. And I think when you speak to other people, because we don't have that understanding, they probably already know each other, and then because we don't know everybody here on Earth, and us having to like learn how to be with people, and how to meet people. It's just completely different for them because they already know, they already exist, and they just already know, which is like the most amazing thing. And so, because we have to catch up to that, I think I'm always going to be saying that. Like, we just have to have it. Like, I think it just comes back to the same thing, like us having these conversations helps us to learn more and be more aware of what they already know.
Okay. I did have a session once with a young man, and his mom said I could share this. I'm going to have a podcast episode on it. But he talked about how he goes to a high school where there's neurotypical kids and then some kids on the spectrum. But he said he could see some of the kids that were kind to him and that saw him, like had hearts, like heart emojis over their heads.
For us, yes.
And yeah, and so I'm just wondering, Madison, like, can you see, do are some neurotypical people like have heart, maybe you don't see it like a heart emoji over their head, but can you tell who is friendly and who can like see you and honor who you are? Tell me about that, Madison.
The
There.
there.
Okay. They're spiritual.
Spiritual
Go ahead. Eyes.
eyes.
Are.
Are.
Open.
Open
Word.
to
Me.
me.
I have a son who has a spiritual gift of seeing spirits. And so I think just like them, the veil is that much more thin to them. And so my son can see, depending on the spirit, can see exactly who they are, every feature that they have. And then there's some that, for our term, aura, or their spirit is darker. And so I think that they can absolutely see who has a more troubling spirit, who has a more pure spirit, and like the heart or the frumpy face or whatever.
Sure.
So yeah, and her words were, their spirit eyes are more open to her and to them.
That makes sense. And also their life experience, right? Like my son Bryson, he has an aunt and uncle who are both special needs. And so he sees them and he's comfortable with them. And so he is able, I think, then to have spiritual eyes to see other people that way. So that makes sense.
My.
Relationship.
Relationship.
With.
With.
Line
Money
is
is some
similar.
similar. Okay.
So, just like you are called to the things that you know and learn and are more open to, I think her and I were very close at heaven. And being able to find each other on earth, it's like, yes. You know, we found each other. So, yeah, it's great to have. Maddie's always called her friends or her angels on this side of the veil, as well as her friends on the other side of the veil.
I love that. All right, I'm just gonna look more at what Emma
Emma.
sent over. Okay, let's see. The hell and the spirit world are the same. Oh, this is an interesting question. Do you see the hill people with your physical eyes or your spiritual eyes? And Madison answered, really with my mind. Ooh, which makes sense, right? That's interesting. Love it. I love that you guys meet together. Do you do it once a week?
Yes.
Madison says for Jay, seeing his friends on the hill is different for Jay because his role is framing the meetings for Sheridan. It's a role to assist his friends. And I love that. I do have a question of, do you have like an awesome tool or something that you would like to suggest to fellow non-speakers or to their parents? Or let's just start with first your fellow non-speakers. What's something that would be helpful for them to know?
Word
two.
two.
Always
Always
be
be
O.
open to the spirit.
Okay. Go ahead. And
And
two.
two
There.
there friends
Friends, what?
Spirit.
Good job.
Okay, that's great. All right, how about something you want to tell their parents?
Be
Patient.
patient, patient,
Word.
and
Lovely.
loving.
Nice. Yeah, that is wonderful advice for parents and for their kids. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to share before we end this interview?
I am
Always
always will
willing
Lily
word
to
sir.
Sir, my friends,
Anything else?
done. And
Word.
you. Are my friends
Sheridan.
shared and
Oh, thank you, Madison. I love that. I love that I'm your friend. Thank you for being my friend, and I love that you're always willing to serve people. And I know you do a lot of great work on the Hill, and I know you do a lot of great work here too, which is the same place. I totally get that. In my mind, it is the same place. It's just, yeah, we can't always, not everyone can see it, right? And I don't always see it all the time. Like, I just see it when I get into that meditative state and then choose to go there. So I honor you, Madison, because it's, I imagine it's sometimes tricky to like see it all the time.
I feel
So good
like
job.
it's easy for Maddie to, I guess for our understanding, to be in both places at once, because for her it's one and the same.
Yeah.
And so it's because she has to explain to us because of the veil for us. So
You're right. For her, it probably is just normal. It's
yeah.
just kind of trippy for my mind to think about
Right,
that.
because
But,
we're constantly having to motor plan to
right. Yes. Well, thank you guys both so much. It has been a pleasure. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Lainey. Bye.
Sheridan.
Thanks for listening today. If your heart is feeling drawn to learn more about spirit-to-spirit sessions, you can visit awesomeautismtools.com/spirit. That page will tell you more about the sessions. You can read some parents' experiences and even listen to part of a session. If you feel ready to try one, you can sign up there. And if you'd rather chat first and see if we are a good fit, I'd be happy to talk with you on a free call. A link to sign up for one of those is on that same page, and I'll put that link in the show notes.